Welcome to Southern Living Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. My name is Leslie Hunt. I'm your volunteer reader. I'm going to be reading from the Southern Living Magazine, the June-July 2025 edition, as we've run out of the 2026 edition. And I've got some great stories in store for you. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is in the in-season section called Container Gardening, Summer Show-Offs by Betsy Watson. Treat them well, and these versatile groupings will dazzle all season long. Take it easy with greens. For a planter that can handle a little drying out between waterings, try this foliage-centric mix, which includes sago palm, germander, quote, moonlight, end quote, caladium, and creeping jenny. Position it in a spot that receives bright and direct light to avoid scorching the sago palm or causing the creeping jenny to yellow. This is kind of low maintenance, says Richmond, Virginia gardening pro Steph Green at Contained _ Creations, who recommends fertilizing with a water-soluble all-purpose solution and removing the leaves as they fade. Sago palms are slow-growing, so you won't have to do much trimming. Pick a combo with staying power. With its golden hour palette, this zippy mix of zinnias, coleus, lantanas, angel vines, and dead nettles is designed to go the distance. Just make sure it gets a few hours of morning sun and a break from the rays in the afternoon. If you plant this arrangement later in the summer and provide proper care, giving the flowers a blossom booster and deadheading as needed, you can carry the zinnias into September and October as an alternative to mums. Should your lantanas get too leggy or your original plantings not hold up as well as you'd hoped, all is not lost. The beauty of containers is that you can pluck out whatever doesn't look good anymore and replace it with something else that's fresh, Green says. Rely on dependable winners. This is a no-brainer beginner southern container, says Green of the hardy combination of Diplandinia, the shrubbier alternative to Mandevilla, which climbs, Kimberly Queen Fern, and yellow porticulata. While all three picks can generally handle a bit of neglect, even in the heat, showering them in a water-soluble flower-boosting fertilizer every 2 weeks, in addition to regular watering, will help keep the pink and yellow blossoms nice and vibrant and lush, she notes. As with any summer grouping, she advises watering in the morning after everything has had a chance to recover in the cooler temps overnight. Here are the three rules of container TLC. Find your tempo. It's easy to determine a hydration routine, says Green, who recommends using your index finger as a soil moisture gauge. The dirt should feel like a wrung-out sponge. It shouldn't be wet and soupy, but shouldn't be crumbly and dry either, she notes. After planting the pot and giving it a good drink, test the soil daily for the next 4 or 5 days to learn when it begins to dry out and establish the cadence accordingly. Choose your fighter. Particularly in the summer when you are watering the planters constantly, you're washing out whatever nutrients were in the pot in the first place, so it's helpful to replenish them with some sort of water-soluble fertilizer every couple of weeks, Green says. For bloom-forward arrangements, a flower booster is best, while an all-purpose option is ideal for foliage-heavy mixes. You can also alternate between the two depending on which elements need more love. Make spaces for growth. Deadheading is essential. Anytime your flowers are looking spent, you want to get rid of them, she says. Use your garden snips or your index finger and thumb to break off the stem at the point where a new leaf is coming out. This tells the plant to stop sending energy to that flower and give it to the other ones. Be sure to trim leaves and vines too, as they can overtake their neighboring blossoms and alter the shape of the arrangement. End of story. Our next article is in the Mr. Southern Living, Live from the South, by Betsy Watson. Our new column with Today Show anchor Craig Melvin celebrates his South Carolina roots. Catch Craig Melvin on the popular morning show, and you may hear a fellow anchor call him Mr. Southern Living. It's an apt moniker for the Columbia, South Carolina-born journalist who was raised in a household where the magazine came, quote, third or fourth to the Holy Bible, end quote, he says. His mother, Betty Jo, subscribed for the recipes and good eats were a staple of family gatherings. Quote, here in Connecticut, where I live now, there are foods that are designated for special occasions. If it's a celebratory meal, maybe you'll have fried whatever and collard greens or black-eyed peas with white rice. For us growing up, sometimes that was a random Wednesday. You don't fully appreciate that until you move out of the South. Breaking bread together is a value he and his wife, Lindsay Zarnick, are working to instill in their two children, Delano and Sybil. Quote, we do Sunday dinner in this little booth in our basement, he says. Quote, if it's a good Sunday, the kids are getting along and we can reflect on the week that was and look forward to the one ahead, end quote. As for what's on the table, it's typically lighter than the fare of his childhood. Think turkey burgers instead of fried chicken, but that's about the only element of his southernness he's budged on. Quote, I still talk about how, as slow as I did growing up in Columbia, much to the dismay of many a network producer, end quote, he says. Here is Craig's recipe for a low country summer. 5 ingredients for his favorite beach vacation. Here you go, an annual tradition. Their pilgrimage to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, began as a combined birthday and Christmas gift for Betty Jo. Quote, it was important that as many family members as possible could get there, end quote. He says of how they chose the spot. Quote, we've been going back ever since, end quote. A no-fuss institution. Disposable plates and checked tablecloths are the marks of a bona fide seafood dive, so they always plan a pit stop at the Sea Shack for crab cakes and tasty sides. I eat a lot of hush puppies, Craig adds. Coastal souvenirs. Quote, in addition to crabbing, my kids go seashell hunting, end quote, he says. Quote, which turns into me having to put 4 Ziploc bags filled with shells in my suitcase to take them back to Connecticut, end quote. Good tunes. Quote, my beach music playlist doesn't change, end quote, Craig says. Quote, it's the same songs I've been listening to for a decade. Hootie and the Blowfish, Dave Matthews Band, and 70s Soul and Funk. I have a lot of Chris Stapleton on there now, too, end quote. Plenty of togetherness. A southern summer is defined by many things, he notes, from a glass of bourbon to being on the water. Quote, but the most important is family, end quote, Craig says. Quote, if you're not doing it with family, you're wasting a week. It's all about making good memories, end quote. End of story. On to our next article, which is in the picture of health section, Secrets to a Good Life. Custom Kicks by Betsy Watson. For Aaron Warren, maneuvering his feet into shoes was a time-consuming experience that often left him uncomfortable or in pain. Quote, last year I was putting on my shoes and hurt my toes really badly, and it frustrated me, end quote, recalls Warren, who has spinal muscular atrophy. Quote, in that moment I was like, what if I could turn these into accessible shoes? What if I could just add a zipper to them, end quote. The Murfreesboro, Tennessee native began reaching out to local cobblers, eventually meeting Oliver Garner and his wife Angel Garner Celaya, who together run the Shoe Man with Angel's Custom Creations. They worked with Warren to customize a pair of Nike Air Force One sneakers, his longtime dream, with subtle zips for easier accessibility. Quote, I didn't want the zippers to be very noticeable, end quote, notes Warren. Quote, I wanted them to be functional, but stylish as well, end quote. That the shoes weren't obviously modified was important for Warren. Quote, it feeds the want of inclusion, end quote, he explains. Quote, I always wanted to be fashionable and wear the same ones that my friends wore, and I never could. I always wanted that feeling of being part of the conversation, end quote. Now he's inviting others to the discussion. Last November, he launched Zipped Brands at Zipped Brands, aiming to make it easier for those who need adaptive footwear but don't want to sacrifice the looks they love. Right now, the collection includes men's Nike styles plus women's and kids' Nike and Dr. Martens options, with plans to expand the line in the future. Quote, "The next pair that I'm so excited about is cowboy boots," end quote, he says. Quote, "I live in Tennessee and boots are like Nikes around here," end quote. "Handcrafted custom shoes aren't inexpensive," says Warren, noting that price inaccessibility is something the disability community faces all too often. He's working to meet folks where they are, offering payment plans and accepting donations to help mitigate costs for those who want a pair of his kicks. Ultimately, he aspires to find partners in the big brands whose shoes they're reworking. Quote, "I'm hoping that we can show them that there is not only a need, but a want for this," end quote, he says. End of story. Our next article is House Call, The Eyes Have It, by Betsy Watson. Protect your vision with DOC-approved shades. Everyone should wear sunglasses when they go outside, and earlier this starts in life, the better, says Dr. Andrew S. Eisman. Don't let cloudy, overcast day convince you to ditch the shades, the ophthalmologist adds. The risk of ultraviolet radiation is always present. When it comes to finding an effective pair, he says to look for 100% protection from UVA and UVB rays, quote, to minimize the risk of corneal damage, macular degeneration, cataracts, and eyelid skin cancers, end quote. Bigger lenses that cover more of the eye and eyelid are better too. Quote, "The price of glasses does not always correlate with the quality, so be careful to buy those that have these features," end quote, he explains. End of story. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, Southern Living Magazine. I'm Leslie Hunt, your volunteer broadcaster. Continuing on, I have a great article from the at-home section of the Southern Living Magazine. Before and After is the name of the article. Perdido Key Comeback is the title. A down-on-its-luck Florida beach house finally catches a break. This is written by Betsy Watson. It's a real estate tale as old as time. While the location was perfect and the price was right, the house itself was an absolute disaster. When Mobile, Alabama native Louis Mazel first began combing Perdido Key, Florida, to find a family gathering place, options were limited, but one spot captured his attention. Quote, "The property itself had some charm," end quote, he remembers. Quote, "It was a little back off the main road, and more importantly, it was on the intracoastal waterway, and we could build a wharf," end quote. That's what Mobile residents call a dock or a pier. Plus, the Gulf waters and a white sand beach were just across the street. The firecracker-colored house that loomed over the lot, on the other hand, left much to be desired. When Maisel's longtime friend and designer, Aileen Warren, and her business partner, Kylie Jackson, who together own Jackson Warren Interiors, first toured the home, they certainly didn't mince words. Quote, "We said, you are out of your mind," end quote, Warren recalls with a laugh. The previous owner had done much of the electrical and plumbing work himself, sparking fears that the hidden problems could prove even more troublesome than the visible ones, like an awkward layout, dated finishes, and some intrusive architectural elements. But Maisel, eager to recreate memories of childhood summers spent in the area with his own family, saw its potential and forged ahead. He tasked the designer duo with teasing out the freewheeling beach house, and he knew it could be an inviting, unfussy retreat with plenty of room for cousins to bunk and common areas that celebrate the views. Quote, "Everyone was kind of looking at Lewis like he was crazy when he bought the house, but he really did have the vision to turn it into this awesome place for all of them to enjoy," end quote, says Warren. Quote, across the street they built these brand new three-story homes, but everyone still ends up over here because it's got the character and the charm, end quote. Here's how Warren and Jackson tackled this turnaround just in time for summer fun. The challenge, a view-hogging hood. The solution, a hard-working spot with a POV. Given the open layout, preserving sight lines to the water was a must. The designers nixed the enormous metal vent hood at the center of the kitchen, moving the range to the perimeter and installing a white wooden hood that all but disappears into its surroundings. To better accommodate a crowd, they shifted the island's orientation, allowing them to nearly double its size, says Jackson. A custom shelf above the range, intended for cooking oils and spices, has become a keeper of treasures. The kids have started putting the seashells they collect on it, says Warren. It's so cute. Next, the challenge, not much privacy. The solution, an eating area with flexible seating. Well-positioned sheer curtains in the dining room prevent accidental staring contests with the neighbors while softening the space and giving it an airiness. The designers also installed them on the water-facing side of the house to diffuse light as needed. They opted for Pottery Barn wooden chairs that could be dressed up with tie-on cushions later. We didn't want something fully upholstered, Warren explains. We were thinking about wet bathing suits. The end chairs are the only exceptions, and they're on casters for easy movement. Next, the challenge, a narrow nook with no purpose. The solution, a kid-friendly corner. Quote, it's a big thing in the South to have a sleeping porch, and Lewis wanted to riff on that, end quote, Warren says. They outfitted the span with a trundle bed, a table for rainy day coloring, and cheery throw pillows, including beach ball ones from Lorena Canals. The ceiling, painted Benjamin Moore's Ocean Air 2123-50, and grass shades with optional black outliners, reinforce a screened porch feel. Next, the challenge, a weathered exterior. The solution, a color that grows on you. When Maisel bought the house, it was painted a tropical punch shade, and throughout the process, the designers believed it would disappear like the interior's orangey wood paneling. Quote, the whole time I thought we were going to be changing the color. It's not my favorite, but it has grown on me, end quote, confesses Warren of Sherwin-Williams Caribbean Coral SW2854, which they chose for its similarity to the original. Quote, but Lewis was adamant that we keep it. From the water, you can see the house from miles away, and it's a landmark for friends coming over by boat. End of story. Our next article is on grilling. Smoking hot recipes that'll make you want to cook everything outdoors. The recipes are by Melissa Gray, and the program is produced by Josh Miller. Bless my grill's heart. When the summer heat reaches its peak, there's nothing I won't put it through. Those hard-working burners have baked pies and cheese straws, boiled pasta and potatoes, and even fried chicken and okra. Trust me, when you live at a 100-year-old house with an ancient air conditioner, you'll do just about anything to avoid turning your oven on until October. Truthfully, I'm grateful for this hardship. In addition to opening my eyes to my grill's versatility, it has taught me how joyful it can be to cook outdoors. I'm free from the worry of spatters, spills, and boilovers. I've even been known to fling spent lemon rinds into the bushes, which I recommend if you haven't tried. These recipes show you all the cool things that your grill can do, from adding a smoky char to deviled eggs, slaw, and potato salad to baking the best peach cobbler you've ever tasted. It's time to fire things up and enjoy grilling again. Josh Miller. First recipe, grilled deviled eggs, as promised. These aren't your grandma's deviled eggs. Be sure to brush the whites generously with oil to help them release from the grill grates with ease. Active time, 35 minutes. Total time, 35 minutes. Stirs 12. You need 12 hard-cooked eggs peeled and cut in half lengthwise, 6 tablespoons mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 1 1/2 teaspoon hot sauce, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper plus more for garnish, 2 teaspoons vegetable oil, pickled red onions, chopped fresh chives. Preheat a gas grill to medium-high, 400 degrees Fahrenheit to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. While grill preheats, separate egg yolks from egg whites. Place egg yolks in a bowl, mash with a fork until crumbly. Add mayonnaise, mustard, hot sauce, salt, and black pepper. Stir until smooth. Place in a piping bag or a Ziploc plastic bag and refrigerate until ready to use. Brush cut sides of egg whites with oil. Working in batches of 4 to 6 egg whites at a time, place egg whites cut sides down on an oiled grate. Grill uncovered until grill marks form, about 1 minute. Carefully remove from grill and place on a platter. Repeat process with remaining egg whites. Pipe egg yolk mixture into grilled egg whites. Top with pickled red onions, chives, and black pepper. Serve immediately. On to our next recipe, smoky potato salad. Boiling potatoes first guarantees that they'll come off the grill fork tender with a crispy exterior. Active time 40 minutes. Total time 1 hour 15 minutes. Serves 12. 3 pounds of red baby new potatoes, scrubbed and halved lengthwise, about 8 cups. 3/4 cup apple cider vinegar divided. 5 teaspoons kosher salt divided. 8 thick cup bacon slices cut into 1-inch pieces, about 2 cups. 1/4 cup packed light brown sugar. 3 tablespoons whole grain mustard. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper plus more for garnish. 1 tablespoon finely chopped garlic from about 3 garlic cloves. 1/4 cup chopped mixed tender herbs such as parsley, basil, chives, and dill, plus more for garnish. Step 1. Bring potatoes, 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar, 4 teaspoons salt, and enough tap water to cover the potatoes by 1 inch to a boil in a large Dutch oven over medium high. Boil over medium high undisturbed until tender crisp, about 12 minutes. Drain well. Preheat a gas grill to medium high, about 400 to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Place par-cooked potatoes cut sides down on oiled grates. Grill uncovered and undisturbed until tender and charred, about 5 minutes. Remove from grill and place on a baking sheet. Set aside. 3. Place bacon in a large skillet and heat over medium. Cook, stirring occasionally, until crispy, about 12 to 15 minutes. Using a slotted spoon, transfer bacon to a paper towel-lined plate and set aside. Reserve 2 tablespoons drippings in the skillet and save remaining drippings for another use. Add brown sugar, mustard, black pepper, remaining 1/2 cup of vinegar, and remaining 1 teaspoon salt to reserve drippings in skillet. Cook over medium, stirring often and scraping up any browned bits until mixture is slightly thickened. That's about 2 minutes. Add garlic, cook stirring constantly until fragrant, about 1 minute. Stir in herbs and reserved potatoes and bacon until well coated. Remove skillet from heat and garnish with additional herbs and black pepper. Serve warm or at room temperature. End of story for now. I have a bunch of different recipes that you can use with grilling that I'll share with you next week. When we have our, well, are you hungry yet? I know I am, and I plan to make a couple of these recipes this week and have more recipes to follow in the next week. And we'll do so along with desserts, drinks, some great stories, and whatever else I can find in the Sun Living magazine. I hope this has been helpful to you and you have enjoyed it. I'm hungry already. So next week we'll be doing more recipes, some desserts, some drinks, just wonderful stuff. I look forward to talking with you then. This is Leslie Hunt, your volunteer reader on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thank you for tuning in this week. Keep tuned to Sun Sounds for more great programming. Did you know if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org/broadcast info and audio/on demand. Also, you can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and on demand on our new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. And you can hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device. And stay tuned for our next show coming up, the East Valley News.